There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Top horse racing plays from Express Bet Editor-in-Chief Jeremy Plonk. We're going to Keeneland. Race 3 likes the 4, Windy City Red, at 3-1 on the morning line. Race 8. He likes the 6, Curly Ruth, at 12-1. Bet these races and all the others at First Bet. Get the app, sign up today. Use the code VEGAS1000 with an instant $10 free, plus up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses. No hyperbole. He's going to be a monster coming up in 15 minutes. Boy, the material that you have to work with. Let's welcome in his weekly appearance, Mike Palm, VP Circa. The Golden Gate, the D, and odds-on host as well. How you doing?
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Bellows Falls, Vermont, our loyal Nesson family watching. Quincy, Illinois, Peekaboo Marquee, we see you. Spruce Grove, Alberta, good morning, Canada, watching on Rogers Sportsnet. Scranton, Pennsylvania, AT&T, good morning. Thousand Oaks, California, sunrise over Spectrum.
There you go. Well done. Now, I know it's a no hyperbole.
Let's stop right
okay,
here.
Yes.
Why are you in my chair? I don't understand.
I don't understand. So I know it's a no hyperbole, and Mitch just left as he takes his trip. But he said, you know, we're going to disagree on this. Where do you stand on what transpired yesterday in Minnesota with the Kershaw business?
Mitch disagrees, or you disagree?
No, he said no. You and Mitch will disagree.
Look, I don't blame Davey Roberts. I did originally because we've seen him do this before, take pitchers out with perfect games going. But, I mean, we were so excited here. It was during my show with Amal that starts at 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern, that he gets through 5, he gets through 6. We're watching on the monitor here. Now they put it on the big screen with the volume. Low pitch count. That's the whole thing, and we're talking about it. Low pitch count. As we go off the air, he's through 6 with 68 pitches, 11 strikeouts or 12 strikeouts, and we're saying, Davey Roberts, give him a chance. I mean, baseball fans need something to cling to. Think about this. Paul, Kershaw has the record for no-hitter with the most strikeouts. When he threw his no-hitter against the Rockies in 2014, he had 15 strikeouts. The record for perfect game most strikeouts is shared by Sandy Koufax and Matt Cain at 14. He had 13 through 7, 80 pitches. He had a shot, if he could be perfect, to also set the strikeout record in a perfect game.
Good info.
It's just there was so much historically. But then I went to blame, and we'll talk about it in no hyperbole, but I went to blame Davey Roberts, and maybe not Davey Roberts. You know, it's the analytics guys upstairs that are calling the shots for the Dodgers. But it was Kershaw. And he came out and said, this is the right thing. I hadn't picked up a ball in 3 months. Blame it on the lockout. And then Roberts, who was very quiet about it after the game, said, listen, he said he wanted out by 80 or 85 pitches. So I was taking him out no matter where we were at.
Yeah. Here's Kershaw after the game and what he had to say when he met the media.
What was the conversation with Dave Roberts and the ultimate decision to come out?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I feel bad for Barnsley. You know, Barnsley did such a great job, and it's fun to get to catch one of those. And so I wanted to do it with Barnsley. You know, it'd be special. But at the end of the day, those are individual things. Those are selfish goals, and we're trying to win. You know, and that's really all we're here for. And as much as I would have wanted to do it, I've thrown 75 pitches in the sim game. You know, and I hadn't gone six innings, let alone seven. And sure, I would have loved to do it, but you know, maybe we get another chance. Who knows?
Well, that's not going to happen. But again, there's a lot of things here, and it's a good discussion because everyone has an opinion on it. But there's one angle where it's get off the mound. I'm going for this. Now you mentioned he already has the no-no, but there's only been 23 of these in history.
Out of 220,000 games
pitched.
There's
the number. 200. You're right. Right. And it's also the same manager now has done it. It's only happened twice in the history of baseball. Same manager's done it twice. And what he did with Rich Hill. Now, I give Rich Hill credit. He was pissed. Because what do you mean you're taking me out? Got a perfect game. But here, only 80 pitches, threw seven, no problem. And also not having that bulldog mentality and say, get off the mound, get out of here. But you said this during the break, and this is also where I think you have to stick up for the fan. How many times are they going to get the shaft or the middle finger? This is gather around the TV. Here we go. A guy has a perfect game through seven, and sorry, we won't let the stars be stars. We're taking them out another time.
Fergie Jenkins, who our Marquee fans know very well, great pitcher for the Cubs for many years, said, I'd have been on the hill in the eighth inning with a broken arm if I was perfect through seven. Reggie Jackson said, this is outrageous. You know,
Jackson was outrageous.
It's very generational.
Yep.
But, you know, I recall, and I watched this game at home on TV, but when Randy Johnson threw the perfect game in Atlanta at age 40, that's one of my favorite baseball memories, maybe of a non-playoff memory, at 40 years old, watching him go for a perfect game and getting there. There was no pitch counts in my... Corbin Burns threw 100 pitches last night. You know, it's disappointing.
Yes.
I don't care if he can't come back till July. You take a shot.
I know. I mean, does this really impact October? Yeah. Is it really going to... Oh, no. What happened? No. But, I mean, there's the Reggie Jackson tweet. Perfect game, take him out? What the bleep? What's the game coming to? One of the era's best, and you take him out with a perfect game, and it's 7-0. Baseball people that have never played get out of the way.
That's the other thing.
That's another
argument. He makes
argument.
A key point here. 7-0. They hit three straight home runs in the top of the eighth.
Right.
Right. It's not like it was still a tight game, and if he lost it, it was going to hurt him. They had a big lead. I mean, it's like when a guy's bowling for a 300 game, the other guy just gets out of the way, throw the ball, and let him concentrate.
Mm-hmm. Good tweet by Reggie. Right, but that's also what you said about the analytics, too, about this. And some guy up calling the shots in the front office.
You know, this
telling Roberts what to do.
I like Tito Francona. Mm-hmm. He lets his guys pitch deep into games. You know, he's been the only one in the past decade, Terry Francona with the Indians and now Guardians, that lets these guys go 115, 120 pitches. I remember Valenzuela threw 161 pitches in a game. Of course, they said the screwball's not hard on your elbow.
Okay. Well, you're coming in hot on the LA Kings. You're looking for a price now on the Kings.
Are god awful. Did you? Shame on TNT for putting that game on national television last night. Couldn't they have bartered to get one of the play-in games? look. The Kings are the worst team that might make the playoffs. I don't think it's close. I think both these central teams, the Stars and the Predators, are going to be in on the wild cards. The Knights' chances to catch the Kings. Knights are also, everybody else has two games in hand on the Knights, but the Knights now have two games in hand on the Kings.
Right.
Three down, huge game at the Saddle Dome in Calgary tonight to try to get a point or two.
What do you think?
Huge game.
I don't think they win.
Well,
and they got to go to Edmonton.
Calgary's pretty cheap at 160. Calgary really has it locked up, though. Calgary has it locked. But the Kings are playing bad. Quick and Patterson are both bad in goal. Dowdy's out. I don't think they make it. I think the Knights and Kings both stumble down the stretch, but the Knights find a way to overcome.
They're three back with two in hand, as you mentioned. Here's the remaining schedule for Los Angeles. Columbus at home, Anaheim twice. They've lost 15 of 17. Chicago, Seattle, and they close with Vancouver. Meanwhile, Vegas has got, you know, Calgary, the Edmonton game.
The Anaheim twice.
Yeah, that's, yeah, right.
You know.
I don't think they're going to do this. You might be, I think you may have missed, but Nashville's schedule's brutal. That's the team that could miss here. Edmonton, St. Louis, Calgary, Tampa, Minnesota, Calgary, Colorado. And there's a two easy ones on there with Arizona.
Don't look now,
that's what's left for Nashville.
Don't look now, but the Blues have won five in a row. They might get the 2 seed in the Central. The thing, too, I bet the Stars at 40-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Stars need to get the first wild card, though. You don't want that second wild card and have to start at Colorado. I know Calgary's good. They play a defensive style. They've been great under Sutter. But, look, I'd much rather play Calgary in a series. Dallas has beaten Calgary in the playoffs recently as well. I know they've beaten Colorado, but how many times can Colorado choke it off? If you right. At 40-1, if I can win one series, I've made money on the ticket.
Wyshynski brought it up on the air. He wants the, I thought about the yes-no price, the no that they don't win the West. It's 180. You want to lay it?
On Colorado?
Yeah. But their history? I know they had in the bubble they had the injuries.
I don't know. Kemper, you got to give Kemper a shot. It's his first time there. They're so tough at home, and they're going to have home ice in all these series. Who's beating them at home? You're probably going to have to beat them twice at home in a 7-game series.
Mm-hmm. How about other thoughts around the league in Major League Baseball or hockey?
Well, hockey, the East is interesting. I mean, Tampa Bay doesn't look like Tampa Bay now.
Yep.
They can't score. I always said you still had to beat Tampa Bay, and I thought the price on them was too long, but I don't know now. Do you trust Bobrovsky in the playoffs? I'd rather take the Hurricanes. I think they come through an easier side coming through the Metro as compared to the Atlantic. They've done well against Boston, if that's the wild card they have to face, right? If they're the one wild card and they get Boston in the first round, they've played very well against them so far in the regular season. So I'd rather take a shot with the Hurricanes, who play a more defensive style, than this Florida that wants to get down 3 goals every game and come back.
Yes, but right.
They do it. Just yeah. Take Florida when they get yeah. down 2 goals. It's
right.
An auto play.
Right. Well, how about our future ticket on the Rangers?
Which I get 26-1. Huh? They can, they can still catch Carolina. That was a big game in Madison Square Garden. They got beat the other night.
Yeah,
because they tie them. They come
in
into
third,
a virtual
yeah.
tie if they beat them in that game. It's a 4-point swing.
Right, but I think we're definitely live here.
Well, Shesterkin. I mean,
that's right.
Any goalie can take it. Look at Jaguar. You can take an 8 seed in hockey and run to the finals.
Montreal last hot. Year.
Yes,
but they have some punch and they can score. And you might draw Pittsburgh early on, and they've done well against Pittsburgh.
Oh, they dominated Pittsburgh.
That's right, and that could be the matchup mm-hmm. early on.
And they'll have home ice the way it stands right now.
But do you trust Anderson? That's the thing.
He's had an unbelievable.
He's
not getting any worse. I mean, he's going to be right above 2 with the goals against. We've never seen this out of him, whether it was in Anaheim or Toronto.
Look, in the Vezina odds, he moved ahead of Markstrom.
Yeah.
Now, it's Shesterkin's a huge favorite now.
Shesterkin's, it's over.
It's yes. Yeah, yes. It's over. What do you think of him getting MVP votes?
Possible. It's only happened, 3 times in the modern era that they've won both?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Can't wait for this up next. No hyperbole. Oh, boy. We got a lot to work with. I'm sure Gil Brand has an appearance. I'm sure there was a lot of interesting comments and tweets over the weekend. Kershaw, Roberts, all this we'll get to coming up. Also, Brian Geltzler on the show to talk NBA. I can never recall a season like this where you have so many Simmons, Luka, Williams, Curry, Murray. What's going to happen in the playoffs that start Saturday and who's in and who's out? And we'll also talk about a great weekend here at Circa and the Gate and the life of a VP with the Masters and the incredible time with the Blackjack tournament. And you think you know Blackjack, but then you saw the strategy and what transpired over the weekend as well with $50,000 on the line. All that straight ahead on Follow the Money, Visa and the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
All right, no hyperbole coming up. It's been nominated for 17 Emmys. Can't wait for this week's edition. Winners and whiners, Ben Hayes. 16-5 the last 6 days, and off to a hot start in Major League Baseball. 8-2 so far. He likes the card today. He has a game he likes. You can get it by texting VSiN to 320-350-3500. Again, text VSiN to 320-350-3500.
No bias.
You will respect my authority.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man. As a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Baum.
I am the smartest man alive!
All right, let's start out. Number 5, microchips versus index cards. Paul, it's the latest edition of the USFL.
Yes.
Starts this weekend, and it'll be interesting to see what technology they introduce. They might actually have a chance of sticking since the NFL is behind this and not going to destroy this alternate league. Paul, did you know that Zebra Technologies has inserted a microchip in every football that's been used in an NFL game since 2016?
No.
I didn't know. They haven't used it yet. But they're going to use it in the NFL, so they don't need a chain gang. USFL, they don't need a chain gang anymore, right? It's very interesting here. It'll all be graphics on the screen. It'll say where the ball's at, how many yards are needed to obtain a first down. You won't have Gene Steratore coming out with an index card trying to measure. You know, the NFL Rules Committee seriously considered for the first time using this microchip in the NFL games, not for first downs, but to consider when punts sail out of bounds to help the side judge mark it, which I think is a great idea. It's so tough. I mean, when you're looking up and try to draw that line and run up along the sidelines, that's a lot of guesswork. The thing is, the accuracy is said to be within 6 inches of the ball. So we'll see how it tries out in the USFL, but I'm excited to see it happen this weekend. All right. Number 4. If Yosh Kawano could pitch, our marquee fans know Yosh Kawano, yes. Over 40 years, the groundskeeper at Wrigley Field. I mention this because of the alarming trend of position players pitching in Major League Baseball games. Do you know, Paul, from 1967 through 2017, so 50 years prior, the average number of times in a season that a position player would pitch was less than 5? Since 2018, it's 84.
Oh,
I find this to be very disturbing. As the trend of more in-game betting and in-game betting totals and sides continues to grow, how can you accurately predict when these managers are going to bring in these position players? One time this thing was cute when you'd see it 3 or 4 times a year. The rate this year, 4 times already in the first 6 days of baseball. We'll get it over 120 times this year if this continues. If we don't have enough pitchers to get through games because their arms are tired, then we need to expand the rosters in baseball and add more pitchers, because this isn't right for the bettors. Remember in hockey, If the two goalies get injured, they don't bring in the center to play goalie. In fact, the home team has to have an alternate goalie, as we saw in Toronto a few years ago when the Zamboni driver came in and played goal for the Carolina Hurricanes and a win over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, what if Yoshi Kawano could pitch? Maybe the groundskeepers should have to be former Major League or Minor League Baseball pitchers. But I'm tired of this positions, players. It's ruining the betting and late-inning games.
That for Tampa through two innings.
I saw. Did you see D. Gordon the other night? He had a 34-mile-an-hour pitch in Atlanta. Come on. Enough is enough. He could have outrun it to the plate. All right, number three, the non-pursuit of perfection. We talked about it earlier in the show. Clayton Kershaw, 13 strikeouts, 7 perfect innings in Minnesota. Game cruising along. Only 80 pitches. Nah, can't do it. Got to come out. That's too many pitches. He came out and said after the game, look, I told Davey Roberts to take me out. I hadn't picked up a ball in 3 months. Quote, blame it on the lockout. You know, really disappointing. We had everybody on the book on the edge of their seat. Derek came down. We were watching it at the end of our show. The fans need something to cling to. The fans.
Yes.
Baseball is about records and history. And if we're not even going to give guys a shot at a perfect game, what are we selling to these fans in a sport that's already dying slowly on the vine? I just want to tell you something, Paul. This is generational, okay? Let me just give you one stat. In 1984, Jack Morris, pitching for the Tigers, threw 2 complete games in spring training. Then in the month of April, had 6 starts, 5 complete games and a no-hitter. And we're done after 80 pitches, 7 innings of perfect ball. All right, number two. Death and bowling alleys. Tragic death of Dwayne Haskins, the world learned about on Saturday morning. Ohio State, former Ohio State quarterback, played for the Washington Redskins football team and then had signed on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Killed, hit by a dump truck on a highway in South Florida. Gil Brandt, who works for the NFL radio and their Sirius show, was on the air and had some unfortunate comments about Haskins was a guy who was living to be dead. They told him not to come out of school. He didn't have the right work ethic. They invited him for the draft party. Instead, his family threw their own draft party at a bowling alley and charged people $50 to get in. Very unfortunate comments from the 90-year-old Gil Brandt. But he will now be remembered by a generation, not for the architect of the original Cowboys, but for these comments about Dwayne Haskins. But I say shame on the question. Why are you asking Gil Brandt less than an hour after we learned of the tragic death of this young man? And a death at age 24 is always tragic. Someone with their whole life ahead of them. Someone who, by all accounts, had an infectious personality. Whether or not he was successful as a professional quarterback. To make comments like this, asking him about what do you recall about the draft. Obviously, things were negative about the young man from the draft, from his time in Washington, from the struggles he had with the playbook. Why ask those questions right in the wake of the death? I think it's highly unprofessional and uncalled for and didn't need to be broached as that subject. And then number one, nothing says I'm sorry like a dozen Boses. Did you catch this story, Paul Howard? Our favorite clown, baseball commissioner Rob Manfred, provided in the lockers of every player on opening day a Bose set of headsets valued at $199 as his appreciation from them as players. Now, Bose, I grant you, has excellent sound. But are these headsets supposed to make the players forget his total mishandling of the Astros cheating scandal? His mismanagement of the start of the COVID-shortened 2020 season? Or how he nearly let the owners drive baseball right off a cliff this season? They locked the players out on December 2nd. They didn't make their first offer for 42 days later and kept the players locked out instead of having a spring training while they negotiated. And now we see 3 weeks of spring training. The pitchers can only go 3 innings, 4 innings, 5 innings, and we get some homogenized version of the game of baseball. Rob Manfred has been tone deaf on every single thing that has happened in Major League Baseball since he took over from Bug Selig in 2014. Perhaps a pair of Bose headsets could erase all those memories? It just keeps getting more and more bizarre from this man. And that's no hyperbole this week.
Okay, very good. Trying to smooth things over and make the relationship better.
You see what Adam Wainwright said?
No.
They said, what do you think of the headsets? He says, this guy does nothing for us.
There you go.
Ian Happ of the Cubs representative said, I didn't see any guys in the locker room jumping up and down.
Yeah, you go. Cam Newton didn't make the list. He could have made honorable mention.
Hard to
Cam.
Make it. The thing there would have been, what is that show? The $1 million? What is that show? Yeah. The Philadelphia rapper?
I know.
He's had some trouble. Remember when he said it's strange to hear a woman asking about routes when the female
journalist, he's got a history.
And he's not signed either.
I know it hurts you. It's kind of like what Ross said about the Baker Mayfield podcast as well. So Peter King weighed in on the Brandt thing. It's like he's 90 years old. Everything he should do should be taped, and you shouldn't have him on live. That's nothing. But it's also, you talk to your grandparents once in a while, and a lot of times you go off the road here. It's like, okay, Grandpa. What do you think they think?
What was acceptable to be said 60 years ago isn't what's acceptable to be said today.
But also, he tripled down during that interview on Haskins. Well, he did this. He shouldn't have done that. He just passed away.
His memory was fine. But he remembered all the details of it.
But it's like, I think he can't go on live anymore.
Or you cut him off after he starts going down that path.
Yeah, yes.
You're one of the great interviewers of our network. You understand that.
Just cut him off.
Yeah.
But.
Never ask Roper about the book. Go ahead.
How about Adam Schefter, though?
You pointed this out to me. I didn't even know.
Everyone's all over Gilbert.
Struggled. Unsolicited tweet.
What this guy decides to tweet and not tweet. His decision making and judgment is so bad. Dwayne Haskins, 25 years old, didn't catch on in Washington. Come on.
Do you ever notice this about him, Schefter, also? He never apologizes. He just changes the tweet and retweets, puts it back out, but never comes out and says anything about it. There's no need to put he struggled. Then that's unsolicited. Brandt was asking a question.
Fair. Schefter does it again.
You said that to me. I said, Gil Brandt, you go, how about Schefter?
Yeah, right. I'm going to show you the Schefter. I go, get a load of this. Gil, I can't believe that. It's like the guy just passed away. What is him? People were all over him, and rightfully so. I mean, it's just, he's had a tough
go. He's got 7 million followers.
Brian Geltzeiler coming up, SiriusXM NBA radio host, playoffs start Saturday. Always a monster handle the first weekend of the NBA playoffs, and we have so many questions about who's in, who's out, the availability. We're hearing stuff on Williams. Doesn't look good for Luka. It's up to Murray for Denver. Touch and go with Curry. And maybe we'll get an upset or two pick from Brian coming up as well. And we'll close with In Pocket. All that straight ahead. VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
NFL draft right here in Las Vegas. We'll have extensive coverage, mock drafts from humans tomorrow. Lombardi, former NFL GM, will have his analysis. Former first-round pick Mike Pritchard, Sean King won a Super Bowl, and Brent Musburger will give you his draft best bets on the draft betting guide. Sign up today to get the full access to VSiN through the NFL draft for only $19 at VSiN.com/draft. $19, VSiN.com/draft. Playoffs start Saturday in the association. The great Brian Geltzeiler joins us now. SiriusXM NBA radio host, Channel 86. Follow him on Twitter as well. Okay, let's start with this. All these injuries and who's in, who's out, it doesn't look good for Luka. What are you hearing?
Well, what I'm hearing on Luka is that I don't know that he's going to start this series. I think he can finish this series, but I don't know that he's going to start it. Listen, the best thing the Mavericks have going for him right now is that the Jazz are a mess. The Jazz are they're a disorganized mess. Mitchell and Gobert are not getting along at all. Quinn Snyder is a head coach that doesn't necessarily want to be there anymore. This ill-fated strategy of throwing up as many threes as we can throw up and really reducing your team to either we hit shots or we don't hit shots. I mean, one of my most annoying terms, guys, it's the make or miss league because I think there's so much more that goes into that. And these days, teams are actually starting to take a little bit less threes and starting to play more in the mid-range. The Jazz have turned themselves into a make or miss team. So for the Mavericks here, I don't know that the entire playoff they're going to have 100% Luka. And listen, I felt they were a dark horse here because of their ability to defend. They're probably the best defensive team in the Western Conference going into the playoffs, but they're not going to have enough firepower on offense if they don't have Luka Doncic at 100%. And you look at how this injury took place.
Yeah.
For a seeding game, they were up 20 points in the second half of the game, and Luka's still on the floor and gets this calf injury. It's something that I'm sure Jason Kidd's losing sleep over, something he wished he'd have back. But nonetheless, I'm hearing with Luka, he's not going to start this series. I'd be shocked if he does. And if he does, it's going to be at significantly less than 100%.
Yeah. How about Curry?
Curry's got a chance to be on the floor, I think, earlier in the series than Luka does, but I don't know that Curry's going to start the series either. I think that's touch and go and going to be right up to the last minute. And I think for the Warriors, they have to be careful here in a different way. The Warriors can keep their heads above water against Denver, at least in the short term, without Curry. You'd almost rather bring him back for a game three after you've had a couple, because keep one thing in mind about the playoffs. These games, they're not playing back-to-backs. You're getting a lot of days in between games. One day, in some cases, sometimes 2 days in between games. If you make the decision that we're going to see what we can get done at home, figuring we could probably get a split against Denver at the very worst in the first two games and bring Curry back healthier and stronger for a game three to play the rest of the series, that may be the best bet. Because if you're the Warriors here with Curry, I know it hasn't looked good in the second half of the year. By the same token, the goal's the same that it's always been. They believe they can go to the finals. And at the very least, to get to a conference final against Phoenix and have to go through likely a Memphis team in the second round, you need Curry as close to 100% as possible. In a similar way to what I just said with Luke and Dallas. But by the same token, I don't know that Dallas has that margin against Utah. I think Golden State may have it against Denver, just because I'm not putting down Nikola Jokic. He's an outstanding player and is an MVP candidate, very well could win the award this year. With all that said, it's about with playing against Denver, who they don't have. They don't have Murray. They don't have Porter. So for Golden State especially, and one of the things that's fallen under the radar here as the season's wound down for Golden State is how well Klay Thompson has been playing. Mm-hmm. So this becomes a situation where Klay Thompson can carry you offensively for a couple of games, keep your head above water, and just get a healthier version of Curry back to be able to go forward in the playoffs.
Brian, the 2-7 matchup in the East, Celtics-Nets. Wide variance in the series price at books. Some books with the Celtics favored by as much as 140. Some books opened with the Nets favored minus 130. How significant is no Robert Williams for Boston? The Celtics said they're preparing to play the series without him.
Let's start with the line, and then we'll get to Robert Williams in a minute, because I think the line's very important in terms of your bettors out there that are paying attention to this. The reality is this. You have to understand something about betting the Brooklyn Nets. There is a Kevin Durant premium priced into that number. Mm-hmm. There is always going to be. So you're not going to – yes, Brooklyn is not your typical seven seed. By the same token – it's not like Brooklyn has lit the world on fire with Durant and Kyrie here healthy together. I mean, they can't guard anybody. So when you look at that number for Brooklyn, I would caution bettors on not diving in, because you're definitely paying a Durant premium. Listen, with Robert Williams, I would be surprised to see him in the first round. And this is an enormously important player for Boston and a variety of reasons. Number one, he's a guy that with the strategy they've used of him roaming the baseline, him being a guy that closes out well on corner threes, being a good rim protector, and more than that, the Celtics putting him on the weakest offensive player on the other team and allowing him to wander defensively has given them a defense that, frankly, since January 1st has been as good as any in history. Seriously, in terms of the numbers, they have been absolutely unreal there. Take Robert Williams away, and there's a trickle-down effect where you have to give up you give up that weapon off the ball. Here's the other point about it. Robert Williams may very well be your best Durant defender. This is going to be left to Jaylen Brown right now, and it's a domino effect. Because if you could mix up Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart at different points in time on Kyrie Irving, you can keep Irving out of rhythm. Keep one thing in mind about Irving. Irving is not these day games. There's a day game on Saturday. He's going through Ramadan. He's not going to be eating at all.
Yeah.
And as much as he talks about the fact that he can push through and spiritually, and I give him credit, he believes in his faith, and I think that's a wonderful characteristic in a person. Don't get me wrong. By the same token, food is food and energy is energy. I mean, it's not going to be easy. So my point being is that Williams has a trickle down effect to everybody else. I would feel much more comfortable in the series with Boston if they had Robert Williams on the floor. You know, you hear a lot of talk about Williams coming back sometime in this first round. Bill Simmons of The Ringer has been very big in reporting that he's hearing Williams is likely to come back sooner rather than later.
Right.
With that said, I'd still be surprised if we saw Williams in the first round.
Okay. How about an upset pick?
I like Toronto over Philadelphia. You know, the thing is this, you can beat this Philadelphia team by shutting down everybody else and letting Joel Embiid go crazy. And that's going to be what Toronto does. I don't think Philly has enough shooting. Not having Thibault on the road is an enormous factor for them, because who the heck's going to guard Pascal Siakam? I think people forget how good Pascal Siakam has been this year. The guy has been absolutely outstanding, and I think they're going to have a very hard time. The other thing that I don't love for Philly is, listen, you put one decent defender on James Harden, and he struggled here into the end of the season. When you can roll three or four different types of defenders at him, he really can be shut down. So if they start with a 6'10 Siakam and guard him, and go to a 6'9 Scottie Barnes, and then go to a 6'7 OG Anunoby, and then turn around with a 6'4 like pest like a Gary Trent, and you're going to roll different defenders at James Harden, you don't have to worry about anybody else. If Tobias Harris is going to beat me, tip my cap. I don't think he's going to beat me. Because the other thing is that one of these other guys that's not guarding Harden at that point in time can turn around and guard Tobias Harris.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, yeah, Embiid could get 40, and I still think it's going to be very hard for Philadelphia to win this series. It wouldn't surprise me if Toronto won it. I think Toronto could win it in six. I don't necessarily think it's got to go the whole way for Toronto to win it. I love this matchup for the Raptors, and especially the Thibault thing's a huge factor.
Yep, Brian Geltzeiler, our guest, Sirius XM NBA radio host, Sirius XM Channel 82, Follow the Money, Visa and the Sports Betting Network. 2 minutes left. Who do you like tomorrow? Atlanta's laying two on the road against Cleveland. They beat them three in a row. And the three wins, they scored 131, 124, and 121, and Cleveland had no answer for Trae Young.
I really, really like Atlanta tomorrow. I would lay the points with Atlanta on the road and be really comfortable doing it. I think Atlanta is kind of, they're better than their record is. There's a variety of things that went on this year, but I would say you have a big-time addition-by-subtraction situation without having John Collins, who is always at cross-purposes with Trae Young. That is not a good relationship there. You combine that with the fact that DeAndre Hunter, who played great against Charlotte last night, is a guy that really supports and plays really well with Trae Young. You sprinkle in these other veterans. Gallinari looked good last night. Capella seems to have his stride back. I love Atlanta in that game, and I'll tell you, Atlanta in a first-round series will give Miami all they can handle.
Wow. You think that? Oh my God! Oh, that's surprising.
So I don't know that they'll beat them.
Yeah.
I don't know that they'll beat them, but they'll take them deep. And don't be shy about taking Atlanta in points in a series against Miami. I think Atlanta's going to keep all those games close. And Atlanta, I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta took up to seven.
Excellent appearance. Enjoy the games. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure, guys. Always.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks,
excellent.
Brian.
The Brooklyn Boston series is fascinating.
Let me ask you a question. The Bucks are the defending champions,
right?
When the dust settles, they get the 3 seed, they get the Bulls in the first round, who plummeted from number 1 to 6 in the last 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
If they can finish off the Bulls in 4 or 5.
They will.
And then the Nets and Celtics go 6 or 7. Do you give an advantage to, even though they'd be on the road against Boston, getting rest headed into that series?
Yes, absolutely.
I still
That's
like
why
the
it was a tough
I still,
call.
I think the Bucks defend their championship.
Yeah. I can see that. You get Lopez back, you've been playing good ball, and the fact that they put the Celtics in that position. About you want the two? Okay,
yeah.
Here you go. But I also understand where Boston's coming from. We're not running from anybody. We're 29-9 since the new year, and okay. That's a great series. But so many guys banged up and injuries, and they need Williams back sooner rather than later. Up next, in pocket, what we're betting, and I made a mistake Sunday that may have cost me $20,000. That's next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
All right, shenanigans in Arizona. That was tough. Once we went to extra innings, I know we were cooked, even though we had second and third with nobody out in the 10th. Astros $1.50. Diamondbacks can't hit. I get one run through nine. I get one run with that out.
Give Merrill Kelly the Cy Young already.
You hit the cash out on your Valdez ticket? They offer the cash out option?
We went from 100 to 1 to 60 to 1 to 90 to 1.
Ah. Oh, 2 breaking ball.
Terrible.
It's the guy on the foot. It's only a run he allows. 3-2 Arizona and 10. And I love Atlanta tomorrow, but we already have it at a better price because we have the Cavs to miss the playoffs, plus 170. So Atlanta wins, and they're going to – that's strong stuff from Brian, that they're going to give Miami all they can handle. That's good stuff. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern, betrivers.com. You have the floor. What do you got?
Well, let's go here. Gibson was terrific at his first start for the Phillies. Look, the bottom of their order doesn't hit at all. Scherzer walked the bases loaded. Yes, they can't punch anything in after they get past 4 against Alcantara in Miami. It'll be a low-scoring game. Under, I thought this would be 3.5. Burns was 3.5 with Means last night at Baltimore in a better hitter's park. 4 here, minus 105, first 5 under. And then you saw the playoffs atmosphere at American Airlines in Dallas when Tampa Bay came in on that ESPN game. 0-0 all the way through the win. It'll be another huge game for the Wild, huge game for the Stars. Playoff atmosphere in Dallas. Let's go under 6.
Right. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you. The good stuff last night, too. Thanks for the tweets about LaMelo Ball. Points, rebounds, and assists went over by a half. He's in the game down 30, then he's driving to the basket with 7 seconds left. In Rozier, I saw 20.5 and 21.5 for points. He had 21. Incredible. And again, who's watching that game? Only bettors, people who are involved with the total, because that thing was decided in the third quarter. How was your weekend?
Great weekend. I mean, we had the Masters, did well on the Masters. We had such huge liability to Tiger. And then most others were a good result.
Good job with all the props, too.
Yeah. These kids, well, you know, we've developed a good golf trade because of the low takeout. I mean, other places are at 28, 26%. We're down under 15%, 12%. You know, if we take somebody down, everybody else goes up. I mean, it's the way it is. And then a lot of good props. And, you know, interesting weekend. Tiger was around early, and then, you know, the world's number one took over. And I thought there on Saturday when he hit it out of bounds on 18, he makes a 7 there. It's a whole different tournament, but makes a 5, and it was pretty much over.
Tell the people about your weekend, because I like the VIP aspect and the interesting life you have.
Well, we had the Blackjack tournament. You were involved in it. So that was terrific as well over at the Golden Gate. You know, we get up to 60. It was a shorter field, 44 players ended up competing in it. 30,000 for first place. You get down to the final six at the final table. You were in the semifinal round, and it came down to heads up and the last hand. You know, a button rotates around in a blackjack tournament.
And this was big. This is why this is the first instance where I dropped the ball.
The whole thing is that you don't want to have the button in that last hand.
Right. It was on
me. It's a huge advantage.
Yep. And I didn't.
Plus, you're competing against players at another table because the four players that win a table and then the two highest scores that didn't win a table. So you're trying to think of what's the highest score if I make this hand, I can still get in even if my opponent beats me.
That's what I was thinking.
But the fact that he was 500, he had 7,000, you had 6,500. 5,000 max bet. Whatever you bet, he knows what he has to bet. Did you bet 4,000?
Yes.
He matched the bet.
Yes.
Because you figured 10-5 would get you in, and it would have.
Because I heard
10-2 got in.
Yeah. Ah! Because it's such a you guys do a great job how you run it. Yeah. And then the strategy that came into play, stuff of you never think about actually happened. And then the money that's on the line. And then you have to completely, what you think you know about blackjack, throw it out.
So you had 14 against a 3. He had 20. You both had 4,000. He's got that made hand. You would have had to have doubled, and then he stands, so it's over because you can't pass him. But you could have got 10-5, right? If she busts,
I was thinking win the hand, but I must hit there.
She drew the 7.
She gets the 7.
So you would have had the 7 and made 21. Right. But as he pointed out, he would have then split the 20. He would have had to try to match your bet.
That's where my
he's trying to win the table.
I was inexperienced at this.
Yeah.
He's been in several of these and done well. He was already ready to go. You're supposed to double. Then I'm going to split.
Yeah.
That's the way I get. But I have to hit there. But I'm thinking I win the hand.
But if
I can advance.
If she busts, you would have advanced with 10-5. Because 10-2 was the last spot that qualified.
Ah, I still have to hit there.
She draws the 7 and makes 20.
She gets the 7.
And makes 20.
I have to hit because I have to be. He's right.
You're trying to beat him. You don't know what's going to go on the other table.
Right.
That other table, the dealer never made a hand. They were all over 10,000 in chips. It was something.
No, that was the other interesting part of it. Because, again, you are telling us what's going on.
Yeah, we're stopping it and announcing everybody's chip counts.
And two tables are already decided.
Because people had busted out already.
That was also my strategy about let people trip on
you did that in every round, though. You sat back. You wear a hat. You're not the big radio star, TV star that you portray.
And people were just making a mess of themselves.
Yeah.
And the other part about this is fascinating is the free ace. You get the free ace.
Oh, that was the other thing. You pushed your free 20.
Yes, I got a 20.
First of all, you didn't get the face card to make the blackjack, and then you pushed on 20.
Right, and then on the 18th hand, I was all in and got the blackjack, though. He was also all in within first couple hands. He had a rough go of it to start the O'Keefe kid. Nice guy. But then he survives, couldn't lose a hand, passes me. But that's where you have to pay attention. What is the chip count? You announce it. 10, 15, 20.
Mm-hmm.
And who has the button? Because I was the first to act on the final hand.
You hate to have that button. The last hand is so important. Well, you're like, but you never know who's going to stay in either, right? Because you get a three-handed table. If you're in that middle seat, you get to act last on the last hand, except when somebody busts out, it all changes.
Oh, so good. How about the gentleman who came out of the last hand and he refused the insurance?
He would have won.
He would have won.
He would have won.
And the gal had insurance.
He even called me over to ask, can I take insurance? Can I take less than full insurance? Yes, yes. And he said, pass.
And he declined.
And that's why the eventual tournament winner advanced. He would have gotten knocked out at that point.
Yep.
He took insurance for less than one. All the guy had to do was take insurance. He couldn't lose.
Yeah. Unbelievable, right? Wasn't that something?
It is.
How about?
So the payouts were. Mm-hmm. The final table 6, it pays the top 5. The payouts are 30, 10, 5, 3, 2. But they made a deal. Everybody gets 6 and the winner gets 20. So they just played for first.
I like that.
You would have been, I'm sure you would have been agreeable to that deal, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't ask the guy in the video poker. You would threw away $3,500.
What a run of money.
3,000 instead of 6,500.
Pride got in the way. I had such a big lead.
Yeah.
And also the guy, he's playing.
And you consider yourself an ultimate expert.
Well,
you don't consider yourself a blackjack tournament expert.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
In terms of chopping.
But I had a monster lead. I had a monster lead, and the guy also
Hubris, they called it.
He's slow. He got me on the last hand. $7,000 swing. Yeah. My God. What's some of the crazy stuff you've seen in your years? Have we had no-shows? Have we had walkovers? Have we had people
One of the kids that advanced in an early round, there was a walkover.
Wow.
Two people didn't show up at his table.
Unbelievable.
But these are all people that came either Thursday night or Saturday morning and registered. And then didn't come back or whatever. They got either they got on a heater or they got bust. I don't know.
A lot can happen. It's Las Vegas. Life can get in the way.
Life does get in the way.
We see it at the World Series of Poker all the time.
We see that in the Survivor pool.
Life gets in the way.
Week 12, can't get the pick in.
Eskimo Clark, chip leader, heart attack. I'm not going anywhere. Paramedics, get out of here.
We're filming the commercial for the contest Thursday and Friday. It's going to be fun.
How about an update?
It's going to be fun. We're waiting for the schedule to come. As soon as the schedule comes out, we'll release within 48 hours. But we just need to make sure how many games they're having around those. You know, it's strange with New Year's and Christmas and everything this year because, you know, Derek likes those quirks and those little three-game windows and that. But when it comes out, then we'll open it up within 48 hours.
Oh, really?
That's so great. But the NFL has sort of indicated that they're not going to release the schedule until May this year. Typically, they've been doing it with the draft in April, but it's going to be after the draft.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the draft exciting coming up too. We're going to have some first round, second round, third round picks hanging out around here. Stadium swim, throwing some parties up at Legacy. So that'll be a fun week as well. And coming up in 2 weeks from tonight.
What do you think about Pickett to six? Pickett to Carolina at six.
I don't know. I watch Pickett, and I just think when he throws outside the numbers, the ball doesn't get there with enough zip for me. It just doesn't. I think this is a really weak quarterback draft.
Oh, it is.
Really weak.
I was talking to a guy. He talked to a scout. He said Jordan Love would have been the first quarterback selected this year.
That says a lot.
Yes, it does. So are you going to take these guys? And you're hearing they could go five in the first round?
I'd rather build my team with offensive linemen.
Uh-huh.
You know, why? I don't understand why Jacksonville doesn't take an offensive lineman. You're going to have Lawrence for 5 years, 10 years, whatever. Start building your line. I would. I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, did Hutchinson even play against Georgia? No, I didn't see him on my screen.
Okay, I didn't see.
You're going to be playing against SEC guys in the NFL.
great to see you, B. Well done.
Bad move by Mitch. Left early on Holy Thursday. not the greatest look. We remember who did that as well.
Ryan tomorrow. David Thorpe to preview the NBA playoffs, and Humans mock draft is out. We'll talk to Humans as well. Loaded show. Can't wait to go all over the props, and it's a huge handle this weekend in Vegas because of the NBA playoffs. We'll go rapid fire tomorrow. Good luck out there.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.